From the Vigilant Fox, John Brennan admits there is a legion of deep state operatives in DOJ and CUI resisting Trump video. This article originally appeared on the Gateway Pundit and was republished with permission. Guest post by Christina Layla. Former CUI Director John Brennan admitted to UMS No anchor Nicole Wallace that there is a legion of deep state operatives in the DOJ and the CUI resisting Trump's orders. UMS No hack Nicole Wallace absurdly accused President Trump of turning the DOJ and FBI into political arms of his political operation. She never said a word when Merrick Garland acted like Joe Biden's personal lawyer and approved an FBI raid with deadly force on Trump's Mar-a-Lago at Biden's request. What still exists in the system to slow that down? Nicole Wallace asked Obama's CIA Director John Brennan. The ones who are refusing to follow politically motivated prosecutions, those who are refusing to support any type of political activities in the part of the Trump administration that are inconsistent with the authorities, the responsibilities of the intelligence community, law enforcement community, why, and Department of Justice, Brennan confidently said to Nicole Wallace. There's still a legion of professionals in the law enforcement environment, Department of Justice, as well as the CIA and other places, Brennan said. So, we have to rely on these individuals to stand up to their professional responsibilities and also to courts, to the judges, Brennan said. Brennan continued. What has happened to our institutions is really going to have long-standing damage to these institutions. John Brennan is the target of the grand jury Russiagate probe in South Florida. Last July, it was reported that former FBI Director James Comey and John Brennan were under FBI investigation over their involvement in Russiagate. CIA Director John Ratcliffe referred Brennan and Comey for prosecution over the summer. U.S. Attorney Jason Redang Quinones in the Southern District of Florida is in charge of the investigation. Copyright 2026 The Gateway Pundit.